that myth of the West, all of those things that we tend to think of as the Western adventure, somehow it was all wrapped up in the person of Buffalo Bill.
A story from American experience.
He was well over 6 feet tall, very attractive. This is a time when the average height was like, you know, 5.5 feet. So he stood out in the crowd.
In the late 1860s, the U.S. Army was locked in a war against the Plains Indians. Officers at Fort Hays in Kansas hired a 22-year-old loner named William Cody to help them track down some deserters.
Kansas must have been an enormously exciting place. Lots of soldiers suddenly out on their own. The railroads building, the army moving out on the plains to resume their war on the Plains Indians. A very interesting place for people on the make. And Cody certainly was on the make.
For Cody, the best part of the job was the company he got to keep, the deputy marshal from nearby Junction City. James Butler Hickok was already well known as Wild Bill.
Wild Bill is a scout for the Army. He occasionally acts as U.S. detective, which means he's in charge of tracking down deserters. And then, in 1867, Wild Bill Hickok became the subject of a magazine article in Harper's New Monthly Magazine.
So Hickok became famous largely through his own flamboyance, but also through publicity.
Cody looks on Wild Bill and sees Hickok running what is kind of a one-man show. And the show is The Life of Wild Bill Hickok. And he starts to think, maybe I could do that. Cody begins to wear his hair long. He begins to put on buckskin.
In 1869, after years of scouting, Cody met a New York writer, Ned Buntline.
Buntline is looking for somebody to write a book about. And he decides to write a book about Cody, which is called Buffalo Bill, King of the Border Men. The book finally gets serialized in one of the New York publications. And at that point, Cody suddenly becomes a real celebrity.
Cody agreed to appear in a play that Buntline supposedly had written for him.
Cody saw a friend of his out in the audience and said, I've been on a hunt with Mulligan up there.
And then he proceeds to tell stories about the hunt. And the crowd just loved it. They just roared. And in fact, Cody would recount that he did not utter one word of his lines that whole night, that he just made up stories.
At that moment, Buffalo Bill realized that people would come to see the star more than they would the show. And from that point forward, he was the star.
As the majority of Americans are moving into cities, working in offices, working in factories, they're yearning. Their imaginations are pent up and are wanting someplace to run free. And so sending our minds west, that turns out to be the thing to do. It's a wonderful thing to think there's a different way of living. And I can at least spend my leisure time imagining that.
By 1883, Cody had become a star of frontier melodramas. He teamed up with a sharpshooter named Doc Carver to put on a new kind of show.
Essentially, everybody had a backstage pass. You could wander around and see the performers and such, and see what's going on. One of the things that might be most impressive as you first walk in is what it must have smelled like. And, of course, the noise. In the background, the cowboy band is playing, and you're getting ready to see this show.
You had people to sell tickets. There were people to count the tickets, people to count the money, and there was plenty of that.
There were butchers who traveled with the show. There were bakers. There were pastry chefs. There were a whole kitchen full of cooks. There are blacksmiths. There are wheelwrights.
Spectators were invited to go into the Indian villages to see how the people themselves lived, and also to see how they shared that life with the other members of the show.
The Wild West was an experience for people, not just a show. When the show began, it began with a bang.
And then this man comes out And your dad's giving you the elbow and saying, look at that man. Remember, you've seen Buffalo Bill Cody.
There would be Indians leaving their horses and sneaking up upon the settlers. Coming to the rescue was Buffalo Bill and the cowboys, and the Indians would race off. And Cody and his cowboys would have made the frontier once again safe for settlers.
So it would have been just an assault on the senses to the time, 2.5 hours after the show began, that people began to go home.
He invented the genre of celebrity. One reason he was able to do it is there was now an infrastructure that you could have international celebrities.
Buffalo Bill had brilliant publicist, Arizona John Burke, who managed to get Cody into print probably more than any other man of his time. And eventually, Cody's face, his image, became so well known that a poster just bearing his image on a buffalo, of course, could be labeled, I am coming.
Even the people who didn't see him heard so much about him. His story was so alluring. This wide open frontier that he came from, where there were no elites to tax you, where there was nobody to make you work for them. The story is such a great story, and they could attach it to him. And I think we're still in love with that story, and we still need it.
Learn more about the American West and watch the full program online at pbs.org/American Experience. Major funding for American Experience is provided by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Major corporate funding is provided by Liberty Mutual. Additional funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by public television viewers.